Hey, man.
What's
up? Said a little segment of Highway Diary in the motherfucker bag with Jackie Jenkins Jr., the Triple J, the Triple Threat. He hosts the Lana Wee open mic, you know what I mean? He's been doing it forever. He's, you know, one of my shamans, my comedy shamans in New Orleans, you know what I mean? This guy knows sometimes I freak out, sometimes I'm all nervous, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm stressed out. I got a lot of things on my plate. I want everything to be perfect. I'm anal retentive. Mm-hmm. Put a lot of things in my butt. This guy calms me down. He's like, why are you putting all that shit in your butt, man?
Yeah, right.
I'm chi. Like,
I speak chi. That's the language I speak.
He was like, are you stressing? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm stressing. But this guy knows how to relax. He knows how to have fun. He just went on a big old vacation to Belize.
Yeah,
with his wifey's.
Our 1 year anniversary vacation.
Whoa.
Before that, we went to Chicago because she graduated. She got her master's. Then we went to Belize. That shit was pretty cool. We didn't went everywhere this summer for real. We went to Memphis after that and we was here. That's like a vacation and shit being here. We, because they got Essence Fest and my dad had his birthday party and shit on the 3rd of July. So we had like a big barbecue and crawfish out. Yeah. Then after that, we went to Dallas for a family reunion. So yeah.
You've been everywhere. But how was Belize? I saw you riding on a donkey and shit.
Yeah,
was that your first time? Like
my first time on a horse. That was some actually horses and shit, man. Mm-hmm. It's fucking scary shit, but I got over it. It was cool.
You were worried that they would like buck you off and throw you in the woods?
Yeah, I just didn't like that. I wasn't ready for the bouncing and shit, you know what I'm saying? I should have wore like a jock strap or a balls pillow or something.
Did you see like any fucking monkeys and cool shit like that?
Yeah, I seen some monkeys. I seen some kind of monkeys I can't even pronounce. Mm-hmm. I seen a snake. My horse was dirty. I was riding dirty, like UGK and shit. His name was Dirty. So we was riding, and he wanted to eat everything. Everywhere we go, he was eating, like, leaves and shit.
Right, just off the branches.
Off the branches
and you like, you lazy-ass horse, go!
Yeah, well, I was letting him eat it. I figured he was hungry, so I was letting the nigga eat the shit.
Yeah.
And then the nigga, well, he was a brown horse, so, I mean, but then the horse fucking tried to eat some leaves. And the snake was right there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that motherfucker stood up like, yeah.
Oh, he went on his hind legs?
No, he was like, no, not the horse, the snake. The snake looked up like,
oh, I see.
What you doing sticking your head in here? And shit. I was like, whoa, Dirty, let's keep going and shit. We was in the jungle, that's why.
Yeah,
the resort we stayed in was like this private resort in the jungle. Sounds expensive and shit. I got shit off Groupon. Groupon saves lives, gives vacations and shit. I think the next day we went zip lining.
Mm-hmm.
Over some lakes and rivers or some shit. And,
whoa.
And cave tubing. That shit was pretty cool. The cave tubing, it's like a...
It's like a river in a cave?
Yeah, it's a river going through like a Mayan cave and shit like that.
Cool.
So it's like crystalled out because the water been dripping and all of, you know, all that science shit they teach you. You know what I'm saying?
The stalactites and stalagmites.
Yeah, it's making like sculptures and shit. It was actually one forest. That was a forest inside of a cave, like a little bitty forest and shit.
Whoa.
That was pretty cool.
Did sunlight peek through?
Yeah, a little bit of sunlight coming through, and so it's like a whole little forest area.
Whoa,
little
that's
section
awesome.
Off. That shit was dope. It was like an IMAX,
yeah.
But it was real. You know what I mean? Like, you were just in there. It was bats and shit. That's cool, though. It's pretty cool.
Nothing drops a lady's drawer like a forest in a fucking cave. tubing. You know what I mean? She's like, just get in there. You know what I mean?
The cave tubing was cool. I was with that, but the zip lining was the scary shit. I wasn't really with that at first. Like, we got the zip line.
I love that shit.
We got the zip line 6 times. I say by the third one, I had no fear left. I was ready to go in. But my wife, she just jumped on the thing. She's going and shit. And I had to go because I couldn't let her go by herself.
Right.
She's my wife. And just had to make sure she's okay, even if I'm scared. But yeah, man, I was almost let her go by herself and shit.
Because it's just like a janky little harness and a cable line.
And some gloves. You use your own gloves to break you.
Yeah.
So you use your own brakes.
Shooting through the forest at 30 miles an hour.
Well, one of them was long. One of them was like, I think he said a little less than a quarter mile or something like that.
Yeah.
So it was like real long. So you picked up speed. Who knows how long he was going. All I know is I stopped early because I wasn't trying to slam into no tree at the end. So I had my hands up and shit. My wife was laughing at me, but hell, I'm alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, me and my friends when we were growing up, we made a zip line between two trees. And we used like... bike handlebars. We took like bike handlebars, you know, and we took it off the bike and we just zipped down it with that. And I fucking nailed my nuts at the end. We had no plan for
your
nuts.
That's the worst. Yeah,
so
I was
just hit
about that
the tree.
I was thinking about the zipline breaking. You know what I mean? Right, I'm just looking around where I can land or how long I can hold on. And the closer you get to the ground, I'll let go. You know what I mean? Or roll or something like
that. You always had an escape plan the whole time. You didn't enjoy it for a second?
The whole time. No, at least the first three times. But, you know what I mean? Once we started doing it over the water, I really was kind of safe. Because I was like, if it breaks, I'm just going to fall in the water. I can swim.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I was like, nah, it's not happening.
So you guys hang out by the beach? You do any snorkeling or anything like that? You know,
we were on a snorkel. Our legs were still hurting from last year. We went on a honeymoon. We went to Hawaii. We went snorkeling and there. We was on Waikiki and Honolulu.
Oh, cool, man.
You know what I mean? So it was like, we didn't want that stress again. We was like,
you gotta be fighting the undertow the whole time,
trying to swim to see tortoises and shit. Nah, I'm all right, man. That shit, my body was hurting. I think we rested the whole day after we snorkeled in Hawaii, so I was like, nah, I'm good on that.
Yeah,
but the resort was pretty cool. We got I think the third or fourth day, we got like a private massage, and they made food for us on the resort, and we also did like what do you call it? There's mango trees.
Mm-hmm.
So we were snacking on mangoes and shit the whole time.
Yeah, man. Just grabbing them off the tree in the resort.
Grab them off the tree, open them up. You know what I mean?
And sweet.
Couldn't watch the finals, but it's okay. I guess I got to trade off and shit. I didn't think about that when I got married last year, that every time we go on a trip, it'll be the finals.
You missed the finals every single year,
Last year I was able to watch it because it was in Hawaii. So I was like, so it's still United States.
But why are you spending like $700 a day or whatever in Hawaii to fucking watch the finals when you can do that in Orleans?
I mean, you know what I mean? I was trying to see the game at least. She likes basketball too.
Okay.
I mean, but you can see it in Hawaii, but and that's at night. You know what I mean? We're tired by the end of the day anyway.
You got it in.
We can watch the game.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Belize, we didn't have an option. You know what I mean? I had to wait on people's Facebook statuses to upload and see what the score was and shit like that. But it was cool. It was still fun. You know what I mean?
So then you went to Chicago and Memphis.
Yeah, we went to Chicago. We was on that tour bus. We just got on the double-decker. Because it was like we was only there for like 2 days.
Yeah.
3 days, but Monday was graduation, basically. So we just got on the double-decker, and you can use the ticket 48 hours. So we just used that and toured like basically the whole downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I got friends from the south side of Chicago, and they already told me don't go out there. You know what I mean? So I wasn't trying to go out there with my wife, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-laws, and my niece, what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to take them to that. If I was out there by myself, maybe I'll call somebody up and be like, yeah, come with me, let's go to the south side or west side or something. But I ain't trying to take them out there because I'm not
take
sure how fast.
Your mama, your auntie, everybody gets mugged at the same time.
I don't know how fast everybody else run, you know. So I can't be looking.
What a great reunion. We all got mugged together.
All together, you know what I mean? That was cool. Chicago's nice. It was clean.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the cleanest place I've ever been in my life.
Really?
Yo,
I've never been.
It is clean. Like, clean, clean. Like, you can breathe clean. Like, you almost can drop something on the ground and eat it clean.
Mm.
Like, it's pretty clean, yo. They don't put trash on the streets. They put it, like, in the alleyway because they want to keep their clean reputation. Smells nice. You don't smell shit everywhere, like Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even when Bourbon Street's clean, it still smells a little bit.
Well, just like
this.
You can't clean the puke every single
night.
Right,
you know
what I mean?
Perfect.
Everyone's...
Only so much hosing you can do.
Oh, man, I've been Uber driving so far. Nobody's puked in my car, but everyone says the same thing. It was stinky over there.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Man.
All the out-of-towners.
That's the worst right there.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, people like shit in the street because they're too drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They puke in the street. They just like a real fucking birthday girl. They just go off.
That's cool, man. It's been a good summer, though, man. I got the got a lot of traveling.
Yeah,
I finally got to finish my wedding video. I edited, and that took forever because
you edited it down.
Yeah,
you took out crying.
You know, I took out all the stuff that made me look like a sap, and like a cool guy getting married and shit. But
where'd you guys get married?
This place called the Champagne Palace up in Harahan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a nice little joint.
How long did you know your wife before you got married? Shit.
2 years, and a half years. We met on Django.
What's that?
Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah. You guys were extras.
Mm-hmm. I met her that first day. I think she worked like that first week.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, nah, I can't deal with this son. And you know what I'm saying? My wife's pretty. You know what I mean? So they thought she was supposed to be a house slave, you know what I mean? Right, I was right. like, wait, you're too pretty. You're too pretty to be out there in the field. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they was asking her to be a house slave and shit, but she had already signed up to be, she already signed up to be a field nigga. Good thing. You know what I'm saying? She would have been a house slave. Maybe she would have thought she was too much for me, the field mm-hmm. nigga out there, you know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, I see. So you were picking the cotton outside, oh, and no, she was like, ooh, I'm too hoity-toity for
I was
this guy. He's
I was already demeaning myself by going out there, being called a cotton-picking slave and shit, because I didn't know Quentin Tarantino was directing this, so I was mad that I was going out there, but they told mm-hmm. me I can work for like 30 days, you know what I mean? And I was like, that's three, four stacks,
right, right,
after
right.
125 a day,
right.
plus gas, and right, I was like, right. I'm going to go. But I didn't know Quentin Tarantino was directing. If I knew he was directing, I knew it wouldn't have been that bad on black people. So I would have been eager to go out there. But yeah, I still didn't want to pick no cotton though. So as soon as they started handing out props, I hurried up and grabbed the wheelbarrow, and I was pushing it back and forth up and down the cotton field while everybody else was bending over picking up cotton. And it worked out for me because when we get breaks and shit, they didn't have nowhere to sit. You know what I mean? If it rained, they was standing in the mud. And
right,
shit,
right.
You know what I mean?
That is a multi-tool. Yeah.
So I think my wife used me because she's always come sit on my wheelbarrow. You know what I mean? So I run for that wheelbarrow. You know what I mean? I might be still single right now.
Then it starts raining. You got to cuddle up under it. You know what I mean? Have a little shell that you both chill under.
Or we can use the little slave bag, the cotton bag, because they gave everybody bags. And that's where we were storing all our shit because they told us, don't bring nothing to set. But who's going to leave their phone? Even though they was checking for people's phones, they were going to leave their stuff.
That would totally ruin it if someone was walking by on Instagram in the background. It would kind of ruin the 1850 feel.
Oh, Instagram wasn't that hot then. It was like 2013, so everybody was posting on Facebook and Twitter still.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Instagram probably just started or some shit like that.
Man, I fucked this up, man.
Don't worry, man. You want to fix it? You got it?
Yeah, can you fix it?
It's not bad, man. See what you do is you push that down in there like that. Voila.
Yeah. Cigars aren't my forte. I've been a joint roller, you know.
No offense. It ain't your fault, man.
I'm stressing.
I think they invented this whole cigar thing in the hood because there was too many people trying to hit that one little zigzag paper. And I was like, we need something to hold more weed.
Right, right.
Well, this will work perfectly.
Swisher, and then it took off like wildfire.
Took off like a motherfucker, and everybody like, yeah, now they got all kinds of them in the store. You can get different flavors and shit, watermelon, all kind of shit. So, hey, should work.
You ever go to that place called Chicken Watermelon? Isn't that the most racist restaurant in the world?
That is kind of racist, yo. I heard of it and shit, but I've never been to it.
I keep driving by it. It's on Claiborne all the way along the week.
Chicken and Watermelon, that's I can't lie, yo. I love chicken. And watermelon, you know.
Me too.
I just don't like watermelon with seasoning. That shit's not real. That's a Mars shit.
Right, right.
That shit ain't real. How you grow watermelon without no seeds?
Right, right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's the whole point of the watermelon, to spit the seeds out. You really ain't no coon if you ain't spitting seeds out.
You ain't no coon.
You ain't cooning it up. You ain't watermelon it up if you ain't spitting no seeds out.
Yeah, what the fuck? So you were in Chicago. We didn't talk about Memphis yet.
No, Memphis, yeah, my aunt died. That was kind of sad, but it turned into a party.
Yeah, you know, that's
my
cool.
People kind of party and shit. They just drink it off, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You ever get Gus's fried chicken in Memphis?
Nah, my cousin was talking about it.
Fuck, dude.
And we was getting so much food and barbecue for the repast.
Dude, you gotta go to Gus's, man. Next time you're in Memphis, dude.
Next time I'm in Memphis, I'm going to Gus's. Next time I'm in Chicago, I'm going to Harold's. You ever heard of Harold's Fried Chicken?
No.
Yeah, that's like their Popeyes and shit. Well,
I haven't had the fucking Willie Mays yet, though. I gotta check that out.
That's pretty cool. We went to this place called, I forgot the guy's name. Is it Harry Neely or something? I don't know. It was a sportscaster from Chicago, but it was a pretty cool place. They had pictures and shit. He apparently knows a lot of people who are sportscaster.
Yeah.
They're mostly baseball, but there's also a museum, like a sports museum in there. So you get to play games and see if you can fit Shaq's shoe and shit.
They have Shaq's shoe on display?
Yeah, Shaq's shoe on display. Yeah, like you can play baseball.
They have his jockstrap too, just so you feel real inferior.
In the basketball. But the jockstrap's probably way smaller compared to the shooter, according to the rumors on the internet, at least.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Shaq got a small calc?
Hey, that's what they say on the internet.
How is that possible?
You know, I don't know what this is going to do for my comic career, because, you know, I'm never going to get booked for one of those Shaq comedy specials now and shit. Like Shaq and the Fool. But word on the internet is,
Speaking of which,
but he's Shaq. You got like fucking big bucks. Who need big nuts when you got big bucks?
Exactly. I just think it's impossible. Unless he was doing like mad steroids or something, and like, you know, yeah, what I mean? You know what I mean? Fuck like with just, his hormones or something.
Just science. It's about proportion and shit. You can't have no big ass feet like that for no reason. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Or they're like, oh yeah, his
dick. He'd be real clumsy then.
But maybe he's just so big that even though his dick is like 13 inches long, it like looks small compared to him because he's so big, large. You know what I mean? Big.
And the bitch is like, I'm disappointed.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on, Shaq.
And like, then, like, it goes inside her, and she's like, whoa, come you know on, man.
Shaq. Oh, the girl probably wouldn't even care and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just pay me, Shaq. You can pay me.
Yeah, but you got to take that heavy D all the time. You know what I mean?
It's more of his body weight that you got to worry about and shit.
You know yeah, you just go on top.
That body weight, I feel sorry for those poor girls. You know, because you know, like, the girls that hang out at those players' parties are little girls and shit. They're all small. They're not, like, you know what I mean? They're not the big... voluptuous, damn near not obese, but fucking curvy 200-pound girls, you know what I mean? Girls yeah. he should be getting, you know what I mean? He should be looking for 6'4 bitches, 6'6 bitches, you know what I'm saying?
But man, I bet just
you
so it fits.
He finds the 5'2 bitches, I bet
yeah,
you.
Yeah. He just spins them, you know what I mean? They just ride the head and he spins them around. But I will say, there was in high school, you know, this weird, weird couple where it was the same thing. This girl was like 4'6 or something. Like, she was like a tiny girl. And then she was with the fucking lineman dude who was big and fucking fat and fucking strong. And it's almost like, you know how some girls get like a pit bull for protection?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like they look for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, or like a big horse. They like horses. You know what I mean? So it's just like a big a stallion around them. It was just kind of a weird matchup, man. I would always just visualize them having sex all day.
I was saying words. You'll just think all about day. It, though. Like a big, fucking big-ass cow having sex with, like, an armadillo or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like fucking... You don't crush that armadillo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How strong the shell is. That armadillo's getting crushed. You know what I'm saying? They can't do, like, the porn sexy sex where, like, you pick her up or put her against the wall and shit like that. Because all that shit won't work. You know what I mean? Not with that big-ass stomach or body. You
right,
know
right,
I mean?
Right. It would have to, he's got lift the gut up, fit her in there.
You know what I mean?
The shelf under his, under his belly.
Just imagine, let that gut go while she's giving him head and just smash her head.
But yeah, she's got to go on top for sure.
Oh yeah, that's no. She has no. The top or front or back, she has no other option unless she fucking strong.
But I mean, he just puts his gut over her ass and then does a doggy.
Yeah,
like
just
he just
holds
lays
it on
the ass shelf.
That way he don't have to worry about standing up no more. He can just relax his legs a little bit and lean his body on his stomach weight that's on her back. She would have to have a strong back, though.
Yeah, yeah. This is an interactive podcast. Everyone's got boner now. Think about that.
Everybody. That's funny shit.
Speaking of boners, I do Uber driving, right? And I took these two ladies. Got my car. One was really sexy. She was like 22 years old, whatever. Then she was rocking with this friend who was like 45, right? And it wasn't like a mother-daughter thing. They looked totally different, right? They get in the car and they go, hey, we're going to like 112 Gravier Street. Do you know what that is?
It's Gravier.
Whatever. So Gravier Street. I was like, no, I don't. Like, do you have any idea how many fucking addresses I deal with in a day? You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I know.
As long as you can top it. As long as you can type it in the GPS, you can.
Yeah, then I know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. I've only lived here a fucking year.
I'll still be fucking putting that shit in my GPS. And I'm from here. I've been here my whole life. And I live, but I still know my way around the city. I would fucking put that shit in the GPS because I can't pronounce most of this shit, and I'm from here and shit. I say a lot of the stuff wrong that you... say that they say regular.
It's like Chartres or Chupacholas, Chupacabra.
Those are the easy ones because those are the ones that are main.
Yeah, yeah.
You turn on a block or somewhere and you see a street name and you think it's one thing and it'd be totally different.
Yeah. So anyway, they got in my cab and they were like, oh, actually, you know, we're going to a swingers club. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to come? So they were asking me if I want to fuck them in this fucking orgy, you know? That's weird. Yeah, well, you would think that, but the thing is, like, it's like $90 a month or $120 a month for dudes and, like, 50 cents for, like, chicks
of
per month.
Of course it's 50 cents for chicks, you know what I'm saying? They're probably just giving them, like, free tampons or something to show up. You know what I'm saying? Take these, and when you don't come, we know why you didn't.
You had your period. We tried to stop that up for you, but you ain't taking these free tampons right now. But what I'm saying is... You know what I mean? I realized afterward, I probably could have got a double blowjob if I ushered this magical phrase. Yo, y'all want a pregame in the Uber?
Whoa.
Park in a shady spot.
So you want to warm up? You don't have to park. Just put one in the front seat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Put one in the front seat.
Put the cute one in the front seat. Have the watch one. Have the one in the uglier one just masturbate in the back.
No. Put the ugly one in the front seat and have the cute one in the back seat and just let her lay across the bottom. That way you can't see her head. You can't tell nobody's in. So she can be giving you head from the back of
the
car.
From the back of the seat.
And you look like you're driving around this other person that's sitting in the front seat. You know,
see, that's why it's so good that I don't have a huge gut. Because if I had a huge gut, she would have to lay under my fat roll.
You have to put the seat up a little bit and she'd have to
squeeze
in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little car. She has to be a little, one of them armadillo bitches.
But like this humongous dude and his little chick, like she would have went just like between his legs under the seat, like that's how tiny she was. Like she could have given him roadhead. It would have been easier if she just went, you know what I mean, between his legs.
Little girls like the nasty they are, they don't care. Remember I was in when I was going to Howard, the first year I was there, this dude snuck a girl in the dorm, right? Put her in his suitcase. A suitcase.
Yeah.
And just carried up. There was no elevator, by the way, in this dorm that they were in. Carried her up the stairs so that you can get her in the dorm and shit. And you know she had to be a small bitch. You couldn't do that. Well, a small woman, you know. But she was a bitch. If she
woman.
Getting a suitcase. No, bitches getting suitcases. So I can call her a bitch. I don't have to respect her because she didn't even respect herself. She wasn't in the damn suitcase up.
She's like,
four
I'll be your tiny lover.
Four
let's
flights
do this.
Of stairs.
Put me in your pocket. Let's go.
That's a nasty bitch.
You could just dip your dick in the suitcase. I'll take care of the rest. You don't even have to look at me.
Unzip it.
Yeah. Or just put it in the passenger seat, the suitcase in the passenger seat, and just dip your dick in it. You know what I mean?
That's hilarious.
From the side. Speaking of dipping your dick, speaking of tiny ladies that you're making love to, I keep thinking about this. I keep thinking of a conversation I'm going to have with an administrator because they've already told me, hey, listen, we like you, Eric. Your last semester at UNO, we're going to record a comedy special for you.
Is this your last semester coming?
No. All right. I May 2017. So I got 2 years from now.
Okay.
I finished my first year. I got 2 more left. Mm-hmm. Right. I keep on thinking about this conversation because they're like, we're going to give you a film MFA student. He's going to record your special for you. You know what I mean? Your comedy special. Your hour-long thing. And you'll get 3 credits as an independent study. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, you guys want me to put UNO at the end of this, like in the credits and shit? Because do you have any idea what's about to happen right now?
You give me 1 hour to talk. You obviously haven't had a conversation with me outside this office.
Yeah.
You haven't talked to me outside this office before, have you?
And like, or what I will say is, you motherfuckers, I was doing my set all around town. You didn't come and see it? That's what happens.
Well, that's
what
doing.
Happens.
Why are you letting you do the special? You see what I'm saying? They holding it. They like to save it. Universities, they save shit. So they're saving their time now. They give you a whole hour to pay you back. Like, that's a whole hour. So maybe they came to, 10 shows throughout the time you were here? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Why go to those 10 shows when we could just give them an hour? We'll see as much time as he's probably going to get in those 10 shows that we went to go see him. They're forward thinkers.
So you think they're going to try to cut me off and have me re-edit the thing based on politically correct standards?
Well, they're basically not going to let you say the shit you'd planned on saying.
Oh, not going to let me. Those are interesting words. Not going to let me do what?
But
fucking comedy special?
Once you're up there,
you're
up
censoring there. People now?
I did a comedy special at Tulane, and they didn't tell me what to say. And I used to host a show at Howard, too. I had an open mic there, and they told me what to say. They didn't tell me what to say, but they told me what I basically couldn't say. And I had it because I went through the school and got the shit, and I was also a student and shit, so they had to make sure.
See, I'm super not down with being censored whatsoever, though. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's kind of important to me, where it's like, no, you guys have not been busting your ass 5 nights a week,
right.
So
yeah,
you don't get to tell me
what
to
say, how I say it. But they wasn't, like, ignorant to where, like,
they have
freedom
to
be an artist. You know what I mean? It's different between telling somebody what not to say.
Right.
But if they say it the right way, you can say it, basically.
Now, what I'm saying is, I have not had to have this conversation yet, because this conversation is going to happen in April, May 2017, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be incredibly important for me, that my special is the way I want it, you know, and not all fucking half-assed or watered down, You know what I mean? I want it to be, you know, everyone goes, yay, Louis C.K., he's the greatest. But then there's also this, you cisgender white privilege, how dare you do this?
How easy it is for you to be funny.
You're
you know
sexist.
What I mean? Yeah. Well, the, I heard he's like a masturbation Bill Cosby or some shit. I seen that on Facebook.
All right, well, whatever. I heard the I read the article too. Big deal. Some
there's an article?
I read the article about, what, Louis C.K.'s allegations of sex crimes?
Yeah, I don't know.
I heard, okay, let me tell you what I think the story is, because I read some articles about this. Some girls were like, oh, we want to hang out with you. We want to hang out with you. And he's going, let's go to the hotel room.
Right.
Okay, bingo right there. Right. You're going, yes, and he's a stranger. Right.
And he's that, like, and yo, he's single. If we're going to get there, we're going, somebody's busting the nut. So he probably like got in the chair and was like, oh, fuck that. I'm
but he thinks,
nut.
What, those girls think they're going in the hotel room so he can regale them with stories and listen to their BS? He's going, hey,
well,
let's go to the fucking
old,
hotel
old
room.
And shit. An old divorced nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. You know, he looking to fuck something. You little bitches, you come into the room, you know what I'm saying? He, but
and so he's like, I'm going to take my dick out. And then he just does start masturbating. And then they're like, where did it go? What do you think this is? What is going on in your head where you go into a hotel room with a comic after he kills in front of everybody with the show? You know what I mean?
His adrenaline is pumping. He's trying to bust those nuts.
What is going
on in
this
already
world?
Trying to
oh,
get
yeah,
out
he's
system.
A sex criminal. What?
Everybody's a sex
what?
Criminal.
What? He's got to start the party somehow.
Sex criminal. Racist.
How's he gonna get, how's he gonna let them know what's going on with if he doesn't take it out? That's yeah, what's going on right now. Duh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be, you know what I mean?
No, it's real shit though. It's real shit. Just like all the women Bill Cosby fucked. I'm not saying that they willingly fucked them and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I am saying maybe before they took the pills, they didn't know they was gonna end up fucking them taking the pills. So they wanted some shit. Like
yeah,
they,
but
I mean,
think
they're doing drugs and hanging out. Everybody's doing drugs and hanging out. Hollywood parties, Playboy Mansion parties and shit like that. You know what I mean? If you
okay.
if you had those kind of parties,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Somebody's doing something.
Okay.
Somebody's taking drugs. Maybe they didn't want to fuck Bill Cosby, and when they woke up, they were like, oh, shit, I fucked Bill Cosby?
Right.
Oh, this motherfucker, I could have fucked in here. I fucked Bill Cosby. That's fucking rape. You know what I mean?
It's also racist. What, you want to fuck the black guy?
Hold on. I'm sure they fuck. That's why they're probably like, damn, they got football players and shit in here. Nah, fuck Bill Cosby.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm
right.
saying? He's on commercials with Pudding Pops, and every time they think about that party, every time they see a Pudding Pop commercial with their kid, they fucking think of Bill Cosby.
And they starts crying.
That's rape, nigga.
Yeah.
That's rape.
I want to put the Pudding Pop in your wee hole. That's exactly how it happened. That was a quote from one of the testimonies.
Both those bitches were drug addicts anyway.
All right, but yeah, here's the thing. There was one dude as well who goes, I went in for an audition at a studio, woke up with fucking Bill Cosby, fucking, you know, 7D. That's another story. Mm-hmm. That's a totally different mm-hmm. story. You're going in for an audition, getting drugged and fucked. Whoa.
That's a whole different thing.
And then the
right
one
here.
Dude, he was on another show,
that?
Like group.
The dude said he got
fucked
by Bill
Cosby? He was some kid on Growing Pains.
He's
like
a dude too?
Yeah, one dude, one
oh,
white
shit.
Kid. He was from Growing Pains or some shit. I forget exactly what it was.
Did he used to be a girl, or is he planning on being a girl soon?
No, no.
That's a new thing.
Straight
white
dude.
People know. Everybody's switching and shit.
Not everybody's switching.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's a trend. That's a trend going on.
There's one attention more in the news about it. Just doing it so she has the estrogen to cry on camera and people can feel
ladies
like she's
and gentlemen,
a victim while also a
the
hero.
Courageous, the stunning Caitlyn Jenner.
Now, the last few months have been a whirlwind of so many different experiences and emotions. But to tell you the truth, it seems like every time I turn around in life, I'm putting myself in these high-pressure situations, competing in the games, raising a family. But I've never felt more pressure than I ever have felt in my life than over the last couple of months. Picking out this outfit. Okay, girls, I get it. You got to get the shoes, the hair, the makeup, the whole process. It was exhausting. And next, the fashion police.
We should go back and do the triathlon now.
Oh,
you probably still
did,
win
yeah.
that shit. You win that shit as a female. You probably win that shit as a female now. No, probably not now because women strong as fuck now. Women ain't fucking playing that kitchen shit no more. They lifting weights and shit. Like, they're not willing to hurt nobody or be, like, muscle-bound and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But they strong enough to defend themselves. I mean,
you know,
crazy.
Some women
could have been naturally strong.
Some women could have been, like, outside slaves nowadays.
No,
they were all house
think
slaves.
Think about it.
But now they're shredded.
Women were outside slaves back then, too, son. They got some strong-looking women, son.
I'm pretty stupid. I don't know what to say. Now, as much Muay Thai as I do, the last podcast I had Thomas Jones over, we kicked some pads and stuff, you know, we threw some punches. There's no way, if me and Ina Esther got in a fight, she would kick my ass in 5 seconds. For sure. I just want to put that out there.
I knew some strong girls when I was younger and shit. My sister used to have to beat people up for me and shit. My sister was the strong one. I was a playful one.
So when's the next time you're going to open up the show? Like 9:20 we have a show? Maybe you can do that one?
What's that, September?
September 20th?
I should be, but it's Sunday, man. Football season kind of rough for me.
Yo. Come on, man. Football season?
You don't understand.
Do you have any idea what I've grown this show into, man?
I see it's a big show. I like it, yo. I like it. It's just, you know what I mean?
September, football season.
It'll be cool. It depends.
Disrespectful.
Let me check and see who's playing on the 20th.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Let me see who's playing on the 20th.
This is how booking works with Jackie Chan.
Now you got to.
You want to do my show?
Now, I'm going to tell you something about running shows on Sundays and shit, son. Honestly, don't get discouraged if the Saints lose and nobody show up to your show.
I do remember that. I know High Hope sometimes is canceled during football season.
But then again, you know what I'm saying? You got the Groupon thing going, so that's good, too, because it's not really, locals don't really use it and shit. So you might get some out of town, but they might be kind of bummed, too. But who cares? Unless they're from somewhere else.
It's so weird. I just don't care about football at all. I mean, I've been to one Saints game. It was cool, but it's like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's just moved here. I don't care about this.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? I've been to the fucking opera before. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I feel them, but I'll pass.
Do you get bummed out if the opera's off a key?
I've been to one.
I think you just can't show up to a comedy show because they fucking miss a fucking note. Dude, you're fucking up Mozart. What the shit is this? I'm supposed to be at the opera. Motherfucker squeaking his violin over here. I can't go to a comedy show now. I'm depressed. It's just as relevant. Who cares? I don't know. They're running around with a football. I don't know.
All right, so the Saints play at 12 o'clock, and they play at home against Tampa Bay. So I'll be here regardless.
The 20th.
It's the 20th, right?
20.
Yeah, September 20th.
All right, cool.
I got this under control, man. Right. I got 4 eyes. I can see.
Got some shows coming up. I want to talk about August 8th. I'll be at Twist the Lime with Metal Hand the God Show. Ben Hoffman's on that show too. Lace Taylor's on that show. Thomas Jones is doing music. And some other guy that I don't know who's, I'm sure, really funny. Ben Hoffman, if I didn't say him. Great guy. The 1st of August, I'm going to show up to fucking Tarpon Joe's this Saturday. And, that already happened. Forget that. This is coming out next week.
Just passed?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Time for me to go.
Yeah. You should go. What else do I want to talk about? Fucking 8:16 Sunday roast battle at the Lawn Nui. 9:20 Sunday roast battle at the Lawn Nui. Jackie Jennings Jr. is coming to that one. Shit's $5 at the door, and I'm paying all the comics $10, so that's what I'm able to do now. It's a different era.
Making it rain,
dropping Hamilton's on a motherfucker. Changing the game and shit.
Hamilton's on $10 bill. Mm-hmm. Never really care. Jackson's on $20, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Benjamin's on the other one.
One of those dudes.
Old Benjamin.
All right, that's a wrap with Jackie Chan Jr. All
right, man, that's been good.
Hey, Jimmy Richards, you were saying that you used to clean up murder suicides. That was your job.
I didn't clean up murder suicides. The guy that I worked for cleaned up murder suicides.
You created the mess.
Oh no, yeah. No. I just was part of the contract that he got just to paint military housing. But he used to do that. That's what they did. I mean, if they weren't cleaning up murder suicides, then they were just doing like regular like pressure washing of buildings and stuff like that.
So can I ask you a question? It looks like your wardrobe is...
I look like I'm from One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah. You're wearing the
I look like a mental ill patient.
You're wearing the VA hospital garment.
Right.
As your stage shirt.
For the summertime. I'll be
so
a little different in winter.
Do you have one of those or do you have 15?
I just have one of these.
And you wash it every day?
No. I wash it maybe once a week or twice a week. But I only wear it when I come out here. It's not like I'm wearing it all day long.
Well, that's Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, but it's
Thursday,
only for
Friday.
A few hours.
Oh.
Okay. I changed my underwear and my socks.
Wow. City boy. Man about town.
But you you were telling me you got kicked out of the Navy for drug use, for LSD and marijuana.
No, just for marijuana.
Oh, okay.
I got to spend 3 days in the brig.
You got to.
Yep. It was better than taking 45 days on the ship and not being able to leave and do all this extra detail.
Yeah. So what is life like as on the Navy ship?
Well, the ship I was on was part of the small fleet Navy. I was on one of the last of the wooden ships. I was on a wooden ship. It was a minesweeper in the Navy.
It's trying to get fights with people and it's made of wood. That's fucking stupid. What year was this?
This was
91.
That was right around the time we started making all the minesweepers out of fiberglass. So what happened was the fucking operations officer was goofing off in the middle of the night, and we were in Puget Sound, and we ran into Puget Sound. It's like I think it's like in around Seattle area. I can't remember. It's either Seattle or Oregon, and you know it's logging country, so you got like logs and like large numbers of logs in like certain areas. And this guy was goofing off, and he wasn't really paying attention, and we ended up running into one of these things, and we had to go straight to the naval shipyard in Bremerton, and it was so badly damaged, they would say, well, we'll just decommission a ship and send it to a third world country, like an Eastern European country.
See what I'm saying? Man, I'm 50 years old now.
Yeah, hey man, look at me, Jimmy Richards. I'm taking a photograph of you.
And I'm trying to get me a drink.
You're doing my podcast right now.
All right.
Just so you know, I was recording that.
All right.
Snucking on you.
That's right.
So you were telling me, I don't know if you want to say this, but your real name is not Jimmy Richards.
No, my real name is not Jimmy Richards.
You want me to keep your real name offline?
I don't care. You want to call?
What is your real name?
Daniel Fusilier.
And why do you go Jimmy Richards? It's just easier.
It's like, you know, Hollywood.
Why not Daniel Richards?
No. I like it because it's like two first names and they both are slang for dick. You know, like Jimmy Hat or my Richard.
That's why you're Jimmy.
That's
Richards.
That's why I'm Jimmy Richards.
You're a dick dick.
I'm a Jimmy Richards because I got two friends that both their first names is, one guy's name is Jimmy, one guy's name is Richard. And I find Richard to be the one that's the most amusing.
Let me tell you this, I respect you because out of nowhere, I go to a lot of fucking mics in a week. You know this.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, boom, you're at every single one. Out of nowhere, boom, you just hit the ground running. You know what this is. Get up, get up, get up, get up. That's what this is. You just hit, you know what I mean? What was that transition like, and why'd you do that?
Well, I'm really a painter. I'm an artist. And I play a little like, you know, musical instruments and stuff like that. But my life was just getting so caught in like this, just it's like day in, day out, the same day. And I've always had stage fright. I hate the sound of my voice, and I hate being in front of, I hate having like attention like that.
Right.
But I was like, you know, let's try something, you know, let's just try. You know, I had like a few jokes, and I'm like, you know, it can't hurt. You know, you only live once.
Right.
You know, I mean, I may never. You know, let's just take a chance and see where this leads. And so I got into it, and then I just started, just the jokes just started just coming and flowing, and I've got like a small arsenal. And I'm just like, you know, and I get up there and I enjoy being the weirdo dark horse.
Yeah, so speaking of that, I heard some audience member getting out of the La Nuit one night, and they were going, I think that guy was a serial killer. Do you get often?
No, usually it's just he's, you know, being creepy.
Right.
But I look at it as being more like depraved. It's kind of like based on a lot of like folkloric clowns and tricksters.
Right.
Every one of those stories, whether it's from like Africa or even all the way to like something like Brer Rabbit or Bugs Bunny, they're always doing like violent tricks on each other. They're all embedded in violence and sex.
That's a good
If you look at all the folkloric tricksters from places like of Africa and Native America, they're always like playing tricks, whether is to destroy someone or get sex out of someone.
Wait so, a minute. All the Native Americans are just buggering each other
no,
all the time?
No, not necessarily.
Into,
I'm just saying...
trying to smoke that wacky tobacco so that they can go to bed with the lady Native.
Maybe so, but... but that's kind of like... that's like one of the bases of what it is that I like to do. And it also is like I'm kind of exploiting an idea that people put on me, because I've always been like a really... I've always had like really strange vibes, and I'm really introverted, and because I'm introverted, I can make other, you know, it just it resonates and makes people uncomfortable. So people put out this, you know, they get the impression that I'm like some sort of creepy weirdo. So I'm just exploiting that aspect of it. And I get, you know, after a point you get tired of it, and that's not really yourself, and you're like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna have some fun with this, and I'm gonna do it, you know.
This got a different amount of spokes.
It's a Toyota, though.
I know, but look at how many...
I'm just trying to help
five.
Them. And
I appreciate it. I'm
you
going,
can trade it for a little
No, my tires are covered. They're okay. Going to fix them for free.
Okay.
I got a warranty because I saw the potholes around here. And
I saw
was like,
another... You recording that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, I saw another car like that with the back. It was, looked just like yours, but with the back on this.
Yeah.
Like
my front hubcap shot
hubcap.
Off.
Why are you complaining, man?
Mine are already free. I got them.
Back in the day, you could use that as currency, man.
Hubcaps?
Yeah, that's why people stay there.
Yeah. That's why Flava Flav's clock is so big.
Right.
Harkens back to a simpler time when hubcaps were currency. What you're saying is people would put that on you, so you just exploit your own.
Yeah, if that's what you want me to be, well, then so be it.
Well,
I mean,
you know
if you
guys
don't...
that are cleaning up murder suicides.
Well, I'm not. I don't clean up murder suicides. I just work for a guy that did that.
What
for one
did
period
you do?
Of time. I was a house painter. I painted. All I did was I went and paint because he had a contract with the military housing just to do pressure washing on the building. So he ended up getting a contract to do these what they call make readies, where you just when a military family moves out of the building, then you go in and you just like repaint the inside of the house. And that's what I did. I didn't want to clean up murder suicides, but I thought it was kind of neat that that's was his main thing.
Right, right. That is interesting. So he was making a lot of money from that, and he could hire
no.
other people.
No, he was. I don't think. I think he was like making his ends meet.
Right, right. So what has been going on? You've been going around to all the different mics, you know, absorbing the scene, hitting it hard.
Yeah.
What has been your experience?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. I mean, I there's like certain places where I know that I do well at where it's always like regularly like the audience gets it, but a lot of times if it's like if it's very sparse, like if there's only a few people, I'm not looking to do like gut busting like laughter. I'm not, you know, my stuff is not supposed to be about trying to get people to piss all over themselves and stuff like that. You can tell regardless of whether somebody's chuckling or laughing, whether they get the joke and they can appreciate it just by the expression on their face. Mm-hmm. For what I'm trying to do, it's more like an art form where it's kind of like people can appreciate you being different. You know, I mean, a lot of people, I see just majority of the comics seem to be gravitating to one thing, and I like the idea of standing apart and having something completely different than, you know, than most.
I see what you're saying.
You know, I like a lot of the old... my favorite, like, comedians, I mean, and they're not the ones that necessarily made me laugh out loud really hard. They just, I just love their style. Like, Stephen Wright is one of my personal favorites.
I love
Henny Youngman. I love Rodney Dangerfield. I like Rita Rudner. I like Fred Stoller. I like Phyllis Diller. I tend to like to appreciate and model myself after, like, older Jewish, like, vaudeville comedians.
Right, right.
But I mean the only three comics that ever made me laugh so hard really pissing myself was Eddie Murphy with Delirious, Bill Hicks, and Andrew Dice Clay. Those were the only ones that like made me like laugh where I was like hurting myself or I nearly pissed all over myself. But I'm not interested in trying to do what they do. I like them for them.
Right, right.
You know? That's not. I'm not that kind of. I can't be that type of person.
Yeah, it's not
person.
Like. Oh, I like that kind of comic.
So just,
maybe I should be that.
Yeah,
not,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
not about that.
No. I appreciate all sorts of stuff. I mean, you know. I mean, I like. I like the idea of prop comics, but I've never seen a prop comic that I liked. The same thing with like people that do imitations,
right.
Because because with imitations, it's like the substance is lacking. The substance is shallow. It's just it's more of the technical ability to sound like the person.
Well, you can also make jokes and kind of make fun of them in their own voice, type of
right.
thing. If you're a good joke writer, it's like people who do George Bush impersonations. It's not how they're doing it. It's like Will Ferrell making fun of him.
Right,
with
his own
idiotness.
Right.
Know? He's making.
Well,
fun
yeah,
of
that's different.
That he,
I thought that. You're correct because I remember seeing that thing that he did, which was kind of like
show.
A play. Yeah, that one man show, and I thought that was genius. I thought that was like really excellent.
Also, I think Jay Moore's hilarious when Jay Moore does Chris Walken, when he does all of his like. His impressions are perfect, and also he
the only
says
thing
the funny things.
The only thing I'm familiar with him is when he did that short-lived stint on Saturday Night Live. I don't really follow comics. I'm not a comic nerd. I've got like all these different influences from like Mad Magazine to National Lampoon Magazine to like John Waters films. You know, I have a depraved sense of humor. I've got really dark. Dry, and so those are the things that just have accumulated,
yeah.
And I just let it, and it just for some reason it's just bubbling up now, you know.
It is weird when your friend. I remember when your friend came out to watch you perform that night, and he's like, "When are you going up? When are you going? I want to wait all day." And you're like, "I don't know, man. It's a lottery. They put my name out of a thing." And then he's like, I don't know.
Well,
and then Leon Bland is like, Jimmy Richards, you were the first one. And then your friend's like, oh, I'll stay. And I told your friend, I was like, you're either here to support your motherfucking friend.
Well, you don't know Rick. Rick just likes to, it's like a Napoleon complex. He just likes to have the argument. He's not like that. I've known him for a long time. That's just the way he is. A little thing you got to go through with him.
Yeah. Well, he's a curmudgeon-y little shit. That's
no, he's a great A guy. I like Rick.
I'm like, I'm here supporting Jimmy Richards. What the fuck are you doing? I don't want to wait around. It's a lottery. Nobody knows who's going up. The names are getting picked out of a hat.
Blank.
Let me say I respect your hustle.
Oh.
I like people who start and they know what it is immediately and they start doing that. And you're doing that, so I respect you.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. That's such a nice, wonderful, thing to hear.
Yeah, it's like some people, you have to, like, tell them 1,000 times to get motivated. You know, I heard this one story where this kid was, or this dad and his kid, this dad was trying to get his kid to practice more for hockey, and he met Wayne Gretzky. He ran into Wayne Gretzky, Canadian, he was on the streets of Toronto, and he was like, Wayne Gretzky, perfect, I'm trying to have a conversation with my son right now. I want you to tell him that he has to practice every day. And then Wayne Gretzky looked at him confused and was like, nobody told me I had to practice every day. I love doing hockey. So I couldn't not practice every day because I love doing it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to you. And
yeah.
That's how I feel. It's like some people, you know, like if one person says to you one time, hey, if you want to be a comic, you have to do comedy every day. And you just went, okay. And then you started doing it. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Some people aren't as,
Well, I mean, I kind of just had a slide in it easy because it's just kind of like, I mean, the first few times, I mean, it was just a complete nightmare. But I knew that going in, it's not something that's easy. And I mean, even if it's someone I don't really care for what they're doing, I could really appreciate and respect them being just going up there doggedly every time. And it's just like, you know, it's not easy. And it's just, you know, and anybody that has like problems with just, you know, trying to make things personal, I think, is just a really wrong way of an approach. I mean, I think it should be more of a community aspect rather than, you know, sides and taking sides and, you know, petty behavior, because it's tough, man. It's not easy trying to come up with jokes and trying to get people to laugh, and then just to have, like, your fellow comics just against you, I think it's just silly and wrong.
Alright. It's been another episode of Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag. Jackie Jenkins Jr., Jimmy Richards.
Yeah, alright.
Multiple people. Alright, later.